And I would like to point out, I've also, I think, tried as hard as I know how to resolve my personal issues, and I would say to absolutely no avail. I'm not the least bit comfortable with the way that's going. I mean, it's very one-sided. I'm still very anxious to meet with you and talk about our issues and our differences, and I'm at your service at any time that you can find to do that. I think it's really important. If there's a problem between us, I'm very disturbed that we have had no discussion.
Well, I think since Aida is the person that has been attacked, then we need to respect her privacy and respect her.
I don't consider that I have attacked Aida. I consider that I've brought up issues. I've tried bringing them up courteously, verbally to the board, had no response. I've put issues in writing to the board, had no response. Now I got a response.
That's why there's a message that needs to be brought up to you that actually you have attacked somebody.
I am very willing to discuss that issue.
All right. We're all volunteers here. All of us, I think, need to know that we're valued by each other, and whatever, I hope that the organization can find a way of facilitating these issues and finding it a space where people feel comfortable in talking to each other, especially key relationships like board member to chief engineer.
Yeah, but this is not a personal issue, okay? The problem that you have is not with Aida. With the whole cooperative.
I have a problem with Aida.
You have a problem with the whole cooperative. Way you have behaved, you have a problem with the whole cooperative.
Well, not everybody thinks so, Eduardo.
And unfortunately, there's a few other people that have that same problem.
That's why I think it's very essential that we sit down and talk. We need to just, I think it would be better if we could discuss it.
It's not escalating, you know. And it is being
Mel sincerely wants to reach out to Aida.
No, you
need to reach out to
my name is Aida, it's not Aida.
I'm sorry.
I'm a symptom. I'm not the problem. I'm a symptom. It's very clear. And I'm not comfortable to sit down with someone who has racist attitudes. I don't feel comfortable being
called a racist, and I think you're right, you just have to go.
All right.